Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, buddy, you're okay. Sit down, honey.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar,
and the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you, so please give us a call, 646-915-8421. Email thctucson @gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, visit us on MySpace, or tweet with us on Twitter.
Our sponsors for Weed Day Wednesday are Growers House, Accurate Med Testing, EasyMarijuana.com, and Culture Magazine.
We would like to thank Tumbleweed Health Center and Studio C for hosting our show every week, along with the lowest price certifications in town. You'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things educational related to medical cannabis.
Visit Tumbleweed Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedhealthcenter.com.
And remember,
be smart, be safe, and educate.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Good morning, Cannabis Kid. Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good.
So we had a... Who's going to remain quiet? Quiet as tech guy. Peep.
She's taking in all of our callers.
Oh, man. Yeah, the line's blown up this morning. We had a fantastic time at the first annual 423.
Woo! It was. We had a blast.
Everybody that showed up for that. A blast.
I'm really glad they put us together, because when we really wouldn't have seen each other.
So happy together. No, we would not have.
It's a busy 420.
Busy event. Lots happening. Tumbleweed Health Center was down there doing certifications. That was awesome. Next time we'll have our doctor there all freaking day long, because we could have been certifying the whole town Tucson, but we still were just at the health center. Anyway, thanks for the 420 event. We'll chat about that. And welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody. April 2nd. Was it 2015?
Mm-hmm. Getting everything closer. You need to know about cannabis and the world at large.
Yeah, I know. I'm back in like 1977. Something
That's
about
funny.
That. Well, welcome to whatever year you want to put yourself in. We're here. And if you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, you can actually join us by clicking on the little radio icon, the first picture that pops up when you click the radio link there, and you can come aboard and blog with us. And good morning, Tucson. Tucson is already blogging on the line. Thank you for always being here, Tucson. Morning, Strain. We brought some strains back from, I keep wanting to say the cannabis cup, because the... I'm just going to tease you guys, whoever did the chain link fence off smoking area, that was pretty funny. Because that was a medicated area. So I went to one of the planners and I said, did you talk to the smoke? And she said, what? And I said, well, you know, about staying inside the chain link area, because that's a medicated area. That was funny. Anyway.
By the end of the day.
I bet everybody in there was just
When happy. It first started, I didn't think it was going to walk over. We were all over on the other, total other side of the event.
Yeah.
It walked it right over. And at that point, I was like, you know what, I really don't need to go over there.
No, my famous saying, smoke doesn't stay in the smoking section, uh-huh. It's a proven point. But it's not like cigarette smoke. It doesn't
No, it's different.
The walls, unfortunately.
And it dissipates very fast.
Very quickly. So there was a full dab bar.
The dab bar was quite interesting.
The dab bar was interesting. Dab bar trashed a lot of people. There were a lot of gazers after the dab bar hit. They just kind of stared off and giggled and sleeping. And, you know, that's what happens when you do too much marijuana, kids. You just kind of go to sleep.
Well, especially that high concentrated.
Or you giggle a lot. Yeah, that's very, I mean, I'm sure you're talking upwards of 80, 90%.
Mm-hmm.
That's just crazy high.
I went over there and checked it out.
Did you dab it?
I did dab it.
We dabbed it.
But every time I dabbed, I used terpenes, so it didn't...
Little bird.
It didn't knock me. Like, it balanced all mine out, so I enjoyed my dab.
Yeah, I did too. And mine...
I didn't feel that glaziness.
...from a friend of ours, and it was... I tasted a lemonine.
Yes.
Yeah, it was good.
Was it one of their new, the tangerine? Was it the tangerine dab?
It was just a special little friend.
Oh, special friend dab.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
He brought his own.
Oh,
I
see.
He brought his own.
They had a tangerine kush and OG Hollywood at the dab bar.
And which one did you try?
I tried both. And I actually I added in our enhancement when I was over there. So I got to try it with the dabs, which was very fun. Ari from Desert Bloom dabbed with me. Me and him did a dab together.
Aww.
And he got to try out some of the enhanced products.
Cannabis kids.
Yeah.
Dabbing with dispensaries.
Yeah, we had a good time. I even got some pictures. Not me and Ari dabbing, but...
proof. People.
Yeah.
Of people there.
Of
all right.
People there.
People there. Proof.
But it was a
there.
Great time. I would say 200 people.
Oh, easy.
Yeah.
Oh, easy. From noon to 2 a.m.?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Throughout the
right.
day.
A lot more than that.
About 11 o'clock when I started packing up.
Nice, good job.
Yeah, not much more after you guys left.
Yeah.
But
we packed out around 10.
Great. They had a lot of great entertainers there. The comedians were probably the loudest of them all. Even the bands.
Yeah. So
there was a couple bands that were a little loud, but the comedians were very loud. I was right there in the front, so it just kind of... I at one point, I came up to the front of the table, and I was just talking to people. You know, just because it was so hard to project your voice, yeah.
Well, and just so you know, we've got a couple callers on the line. If they do want to chat with us, press number 1, I believe it is, when you call in. And you can actually say hello. So if you want to get on the queue, I think you hit number 1. Or we can just throw you on air and scare the heck out of you.
Boo.
Which you want to say, I know. Boo, we have a boo. No, that's a boo. Anyway. Liquid Chicken was there.
Liquid
from
Chicken.
From Kingman. That was cool. Is there a smoke shop? Is that
they
what
are
there?
A smoke shop. They, water pipes, smoke shop. Everything that you could possibly carry. They also do anything for dabs. If you're a dabber.
Yeah.
They have their propane tanks and all the equipment that you need. All
right on.
Really nice staff and knowledgeable.
Very nice.
So,
yep.
Talk to Sarah if you're ever up there. Say
hi to Sarah from...
The Cannabis Kid.
Yep. There you go. From Weekday. She's like, what? What?
Who?
Forget it. You get out. Doubled your price. Yeah.
I got to have some of the pig roasts.
Oh. How was Brush Fire?
It was pretty good.
Sorry, I was disappointed. I thought, even though I didn't want to see it, I thought they were going to be actually roasting there. But, you know.
They did have a whole cake.
Yeah, it was right on the thing, but
with a joint.
Oh, he had a joint?
Joint? Oh, sweet.
Well,
I missed the joint in the mouth.
Pigs got your hot kicks.
Yeah, they did well, especially for you. I mean, seriously, babe.
Roasted,
man. All right. Whoa. Wow. Did you see this ad in High Times?
I did.
You can buy a Tumbleweed Tell Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. You don't have to stay at the NBC Suite, but they're right next door. And so is Gentle Dental if you want to get your teeth clean. We're in between those two buildings. And if you want to get your computer fixed, Savvy Computers next door. We're a one-stop shopping center over there. But there's did anybody see Weed 3, the Sanjay Gupta special? Anyone? Anyone? Going once? No one? I didn't see it.
It sounds bad that we're saying I didn't see it.
Yeah, that's, well, because
it's been quite a busy 2 weeks.
Well, no, I have free TV, so I don't pay for CNN. So, sorry, I don't get CNN. So, we did pull it up on YouTube, and I think it's YouTube. Or actually CNN.com. No, we're right on CNN.com. And I just want to say that the quote that Dr. Sanjay Gupta says right at the very beginning is just astounding. It's time for a medical marijuana revolution.
It's coming.
It's an avalanche of awesomeness is what it is, because you can't stop it now. You seriously can't stop
it now. Well, you know, me and you, we talk about how far cannabis has come. You know, we've sat on this couch for 3.5 years watching this all transform right in front of us.
and the where people are at now compared to where people were at then, the fear, the, you know, we talk about coming out of the cannabis closet, and so many people are coming out and feeling like it's okay now, or feeling that the pressure is actually off of them and not feeling like it's so bad.
No,
you know?
People come into the health center all the time and they leave and they're like, wow, that was pretty cool. That was easy. That was fun. That was nice. I learned a lot. Well, I'm scared. Yeah, they think it's going to be hard, stressful.
Well, they think about it as going to the doctor's office. I mean, sometimes some doctor's offices are very mismanaged. And
yeah, slightly.
So we're going to play a little clip from that?
I'm trying to find a little clip from that. But the first two, Weed 1 and 2, Weed 2, are actually on tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, and we'll post this when we get it, too. Let's see if we can't find a little clip here. Let's see here.
Now Dr. Sanjay Gupta is at it again, and he's reaching higher than ever with Weed 3.
I never thought I'd be smoking weed in a hospital.
The movement behind it.
We demand this plant go through the process of the FDA.
The radical research.
I have to say, I'm kind of stunned.
Weed 3, the marijuana revolution. All new Sunday, April 19th at 9.
Well, you missed it. We missed it.
We missed it. It was a busy weekend for us. It was the night before 420, which I'm really surprised. Not surprised that they did, but kind of nice that they did, because it was right around that cannabis holiday. So this is something that is reaching the media in full force. We're definitely seeing more people talk about it, more people freely discussing it.
Yeah.
And not feeling that they need to hold back or hide anything.
Yeah.
I even think myself, even, you know, I've been... I usually post to Tumbleweed, but I've been posting some more stuff on my site, just cannabis articles and more things that have to do with medication and using it as medication, because I think that's what we need to look at it first, and then look at the recreational part of it and saying, yes, it's also fun to use that way, and it makes people feel good, and it's less harsh than alcohol.
Well, and it does more good for your body than putting the chemically made, you know, pills and substances that people use, you know, all the time. And not to knock them, I mean, they do help in a lot of cases, you know.
And they've helped over years. I think
they have helped over years. We're just finding a new old way of doing things that maybe it's not as harmful for our body. It's a non-toxic plant, so it's not toxic. It doesn't kill people.
The world needs to boost their endocannabinoid system, so we just need to get on it.
Really does. Really does. And there are so many ways to do it. One of our bloggers is talking about encapsulating multi-strain RSO, Rick Simpson-type oils. They can be, they're very highly concentrated, so it's like your, I don't know, gazillion milligrams of Tylenol. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like the extra strength.
Not the equivalent, I wouldn't say it, but the alternative choice, alternative option for chemo is what they're saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There are a lot, absolutely. A lot of
high
dosages of it, And you don't need a whole lot when they extract it that way. You just need a tiny little bit, and it's very powerful. Absolutely.
It's incredible. I know me and Belle were talking about last week at the 420 preview radio show. We were talking about how much more products are going to be coming to the market.
Holy
cannabis.
Cow. Yep. Holy cannabis.
I know.
It's going to be pretty
amazing. I mean, even you pick up any magazine now, the 420, High Times, Cannabis Now, you'll see tons of different things. In fact, I have a page that I wanted to go to. It is an adapter for your vaporizer already, which creates it and makes it into a bong. And it's a glass piece.
Oh, nice.
And it just...
Oh, that's nice.
I know a lot of people are having a hard time giving up not giving up their
smoking. No, they are
smoking.
Having a hard time giving up smoking.
Yeah.
Well, they don't want to.
In general.
Well, it's a different feeling, though.
It is,
it's
totally.
It's totally different. Smoking is different than vaping, than edibles, than dabs,
mm-hmm.
than juicing it, than eating it raw. It's all very different, and you
mm-hmm.
have to find the form in which makes you feel the best.
There's also
I
a
like
ritual that goes behind the smoking.
There
you
is
know,
a big ritual.
You know, it's this puff, puff, puff.
Yes. How does that song go? How does our beginning verse of the song go? Oh, we're going to have to play that today. Yeah, it'll come up. We can't, we're ruining it.
But there's so many things. So this is the, it's called the Dr. Dabbler Recycler Pendant. Hangs from, oh, no, that's the wrong one. That's number four. No, it is.
Is that it?
Yeah,
it's
it is.
Really cool. It's
hanging
a beautiful
comfortably
glass
around
piece.
Your chest, and its unique design doesn't allow water to spill out. Okay, so
holy
this
cow. That's a contraption to hang around
it is
your neck.
Very, it's a big contraption.
I don't know about hanging.
When I started reading it, I don't think I'm reading the right one. It says it actually hangs from the chest. So this is actually a vaporizer pen with a bubbler attachment that goes on. If you've ever seen these, very, very interesting. Great way to start getting new accessories for your vaporizer.
Oh, sorry, allergic to vaporizers.
Because the solid build ensures its durability, while the low-temperature titanium coils retain the flavor of your favorite concentrates. Now, you can add your enhance into those vaporizing
Oh, you know
techniques.
Who else was at the event?
Oh.
Enhance
was there.
Tell us about Enhance.
Well,
Enhancer.
Enhance is a product for your concentrates or any way that you use cannabis.
Yep.
You can use it before, after, or during.
Could you juice with it? I don't know that
it's best used for vaping and in with your waxes and dabs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just curious. No, it's just food for thought.
Yeah, I mean, it is whole plant extracts and vegetable glycerin. I'm sure a small amount isn't. I wouldn't put the whole bottle in.
I'm like one drop.
Yeah.
Kind of a thing.
I don't know.
We'll
check
that
into
out.
That.
We'll see if it's edible.
But
you know it's available and smokable.
Right. Well,
and you can put it in your bong water.
You can put it in your bong water.
Yep. Yep.
Which we haven't done yet, but we will go over. Do we want to start on this right now?
Go for it.
Yeah?
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about Enhance.
So, it synergizes with the effects of your cannabis to create a flavorful and positive experience. So, these are whole plant extracts, which are known as terpenoids, or terpenes, and those plant medicines are found in each one of those different kinds of plants, like lavender, lemongrass, valerian root, cinnamon, lemon, lime, all of these.
They occur naturally in our fruits and vegetables.
Exactly.
And herbs and spices.
Flavonoids, terpenoids, and these are like the plant chemicals in the body that are the plant chemicals in the fruit, vegetable, or herb or spice that our bodies like. Terpenes are the world's largest class of compounds, and our body tends to react positively to them. It's because they know what to do with them.
Right. And they're very beneficial.
They're very beneficial.
It's
terpenes are what make cannabis smell so good and taste good. People have enjoyed those for years.
And they're in your pledge. It's why when you dust
mm-hmm.
the pledge, my mom made us dust the pledge.
Right.
Oh, my God. But the lemon fresh scent.
The
lemony. Made you take a deep breath.
Mm-hmm.
Everything smelled clean. You know.
I read something the other day. It says
our
furniture polish is made with real flavor, while our lemonade is made with artificial flavors.
All right.
And I really found that
fascinating
because anytime I like to talk about artificial flavors and
don't get me going.
And I just we have come down a road, especially in the United States, where artificial flavor is now normal.
Yeah.
And it's now so normal that people don't think about What has even made it up?
But they are now, because when you have places like Carl's Jr. saying they have an all-natural burger.
What was I eating before?
Exactly. Thank you. Oh, my cow wasn't grazing on grass before? What was it? Yeah. Was it grazing?
Uh-huh.
No, your cow wasn't even grazing. Whack them when they're happy. All right, we won't go there. Did you know? Keep going.
Oh, so. So our products, we do not synthesize or isolate. They're made with natural occurring terpenes from whole organic plants extracts, expertly blended with VG for a suitable and smooth and delicious vaporizing e-liquid. Explicitly designed for vaporizers, vape before, during, and after cannabis. Flavor enhances your concentrates, waxes, and dabs and shatter. And if you like more information about that, you can check us out at www.enhancecannabis.com, which is ENHANCECANNABIS.com. So I'm just going to go over some of the ones that we actually have here. We brought them by this morning. So we have Calm Nerves, which is best paired with high THC percentages. And that is really, really good for, we've been talking about this, is the Calm Nerves, which is balances out high anxiety and nervousness with top botanicals like frankincense. This unique combo of terpenes offers an aromatic entourage with high quality anti-anxiety effects when paired with concentrates for high THC. And some of the flavors, prominent terpenes you'll find in here is the limonene, the sabinine, and the 1-8-phenolene. The flavors that you're going to actually taste in the Calm Nerves is orange, dill, lemon, black pepper, frankincense, rosemary, sage, and eucalyptus.
Holy.
Which I always find that one is really, really delicious.
Wow. Eucalyptus. Oh, yeah. Well, can you open that one for me?
Oh, yeah.
I've got a bum arm right now. I'll smell it there for you. Woo-hoo. Ooh, very nice. Very refreshing. I love eucalyptus and things, especially when allergies are around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very it clears up.
Clearing. Very clearing.
We have one best suited for indica, which is for relaxed loins. Soothing and sedative lanolu, an earthly valerianolu, gives this lemongrass and deeply rooted vapor what it needs to synergize beautifully with indica strains for potent relaxation in the body and mind. So this has the lanolu, the valerianolu, flavors that you're going to taste, lavender, Bulgaria, petitgrain, lemongrass, lavender, and valerian.
Right on.
This one I always think is very heavy in...
lemongrass?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Lemongrass, and you smell the pungentness of the valerian root.
Oh, that's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice, though. I like the lemony.
Mm-hmm.
Very lemony. Yeah. Yeah.
We also had the one for anti-inflammatory, which a lot of people at the 420 event were very excited about.
Yeah.
And what makes it an anti-inflammatory, you say? Well,
yes.
This is somewhat of all of an all-purpose vape, but highlights healing terpenes that synergize nicely with balanced THC CBD strains. Curcumin is sourced here from turmeric, a well-known anti-inflammatory and a beneficial health root. You've been hearing a lot about turmeric lately. Curries, a lot of different Middle Eastern foods have a lot of that different in it. But take it out sometime. Flavor it with your meat. Take a little... it's amazing. Your vegetables. Take it out and sprinkle it with it. It's a delicious and very beneficial plant to be using all around, not just vaping. So some of the ones that are in this anti-inflammatory one is the 6-carophyllene, pinene, curcumin, and this one has flavors of the cinnamon leaf, lemon, marjoram, mandarin, and turmeric.
They're actual plant extract.
Mm-hmm. And we've also got Mellow Mood, which is best paired with a high CBD strains. Need your CBD, but want less of the couch lock effect? Balance it out with mild spices with terpenes that wake up the nervous system. Mellow your mood, and that's just in the right place. This one has some favorites in it, the myrcene, the eugenol, and the estradiolol. Chamomile, cinnamon leaf, clover bud, allspice, basil, and tarragon. Very unique flavor here. Very unique.
Hmm.
This one has the chamomile in it.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I like the lemon.
So the last two that we have one that's called Quick Circulation, and it's best used with medibles. Enjoy this well-rounded, easy vapor while your medible begins to digest. The B-carophylline gets the blood and the medicine moving for quick effect, while the other terpenes add longevity.
Hmm.
So great to take with your medicine.
All right.
Uh-huh.
I think we have someone who might want to comment on your product here.
Oh,
I think we have someone
might.
Live on the air. Welcome
Good
to
morning.
Weekday Wednesday.
Hello?
You're live on the air. What's happening this Wednesday?
Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. Good morning. I didn't know it was my call.
This is also known as the Trip.
Good morning.
I just wanted to comment on the 420.
Okay.
And just say that I enjoyed myself. It was nice meeting the people that I met. And I can't wait to do it again next year.
Oh, good. Yeah, it was a really exciting event. Did you happen to stop by the Enhanced Terpenes table?
I stopped by everywhere, I think. all I know is it's the best sleep I've had in a long time.
Ah, yeah. You probably hit the dab bar.
Yeah, I dabbed a little bit. I experimented.
Excellent. Well, good to hear.
And I just wanted to say thank you and thank Ari if you see him again. And just hang in there. You're doing great.
Right on. Well, thank you very much for calling and have an awesome day.
Hey, yeah. My best to everybody and God bless to both of you.
You too. Thank you so much.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
You take
care, my dear.
You too,
okay.
Honey. Take good care.
All right.
Thank you for staying
in. Bye-bye.
Awesome. See, and that's what we're here for. We have supporters from all over the place that just want to say thank you for doing what we do and for putting on events like the first annual 420 Tigros. Someone's just showing gratitude.
Thanks
and
for coming down. And
yeah,
we appreciate everyone that came.
Thanks for looking forward to next year.
Yeah.
That's awesome. There's people already ready. I mean, it's less than a year away.
There's actually another event coming up on 7/10, which is Oil Day,
mm-hmm.
Concentrate Day.
There you go.
So be on the lookout for some of those events that are going to be coming up.
Yeah.
So we'll finish this. This is a quick circulation, best we use with the medibles. Like we said, the B-carophylline gets the blood and the medication moving for quick effect, while other terpenes add longevity. So these are the pinene, this carophylline, and the germal myrcene. Parsley, sage, rosemary, black pepper, allspice, bergamot, and anise will round out nicely with this flavoring.
Awesome.
And one more, we have the Clear Mind, which is best used with sativa. It's a citrus-flavored, high limonene blend with tart and bright pinene terpenoids, terpenoid aromatics. Pairs best with sativa strains for added sense of mental clarity, stability, and focus. Also another great one to use with your waxes, dabs, and concentrates to really prevent that spaciness that you tend to get right after a dab. It's almost too much for the brain to handle. Will these terpenoids be able to balance out that feeling with, like how they said, pairs really nicely with the sativas and adds that sense of mental clarity. And
but
stability and focus.
Right.
So because it has the extra limonene and the pinene that's in there that kind of creates that mind to wake back up again, is really, really nice. So all of these can be found down at Tumbleweeds Health Center.
Yes.
And ask your local dispensary if they're not carrying it now. Tell them you want enhanced terpenes.
That's right. Anyone else you want?
This. Puff, puff,
puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff,
my house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cotton mouth has been creeping up. I can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa, can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plants illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a run, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Woohoo! Welcome back to Weekday Wednesday. It wasn't until the end of the song we realized we weren't partaking in any medications.
Yeah, hadn't at all.
I know, so now we're just sitting around getting ready to do so. How's it going? How was your break? Everybody get to the restroom and do the little, do everything they needed to do. Oh. Do you know Jane Fonda still smokes pot?
Good for
Jane
her.
Jane Fonda's pot.
This is what I'm talking about. People coming
know,
out of the counter.
I know, I love
closet.
It. Let's read it. This is fantastic.
More and more people are
know,
saying, it's
look
okay.
At her. I love it.
Jane it's
Fonda.
It's okay.
Still gets high. In an interview with Du Jour magazine, the 77-year-old actress admitted she does not look 77.
Newer.
Look at that. Does she? She is not 77. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. I know, right?
She can kick. She can stretch.
She can kick some ass. All right. She says she admitted, "I'll smoke pot everywhere now and then. However, she draws a line at mixing marijuana and movies. I cannot see a movie on pot. The number of movies I've seen thinking, this is probably the best I've ever seen, and then I'll see it again and think, what was I thinking?" So she was a little extra happy. Fonda's pro-pot declaration perhaps marks a return to her roots as a counterculture touchstone. The two-time Academy Award winner was a staunch anti-war protester and political activist in the late 60s and early 70s, famously earning the nickname Hanoi Jane after being photographed with North Vietnamese soldiers on a fact-finding tour of the country. Fonda has teamed up with Lily Tomlin for the new comedy series Grace and Frankie, which will premiere on Netflix in May.
Very nice.
Lily Tomlin, I bet she smokes the
I bet those two girls have a good time.
I bet they rip it up. Oh, my God. Can you see them doing
They're like, who brought the joint?
Remember that time? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I couldn't even imagine being a fly. Well, you'd be a trash fly on that
That's
wall.
That's so funny.
Oh, my gosh. That
those
is
ladies.
Awesome. You want to read this? This is pretty neat.
Yeah.
An ex-judge regrets a 55-year pot prison sentence.
Retired federal judge Paul Casella says he regrets imposing a 55-year sentence on Weldon Angelos, who was just 24 when he was incarcerated for selling pot in 2004. Cassell says that he was forced to hand down the hefty punishment due to a mandatory minimum sentencing law spawned by the war on drugs in 1980.
Mm-hmm.
Angelo once was an aspiring music producer in Salt Lake City, was busted for selling $1,000 worth of cannabis to an undercover informant in three separate deals. Narc claimed that Angelos was carrying a firearm during the sale, which caused them to fall under the mandatory minimum laws. The state also stacked the charges against Angelos, meaning each of the three pot deals was prosecuted as a separate violation. By law, Angelos had to be sentenced as a three-time offender with no possible parole. Angelos is now 35 years old and will be 78 when his full sentence is finished in 2059.
That's not okay.
This is ridiculous. Now, I remember we were talking about Italy letting everyone go for non-violent crimes or pot possession or pot sales. Now, non-violent
or
crimes...
Or paraphernalia.
Right.
Possession.
I feel that non-violent crimes, you should not be in jail.
No. You shouldn't be.
Or there should be...
I know, it's really...
that's a hard story to hear. And I'm glad that that judge is feeling some regrets. Maybe with that regret, there's something that he can start doing to push a different law so that doesn't happen to anybody else. And as a lawmaker, as
that's
a judge, he has a lot of pull.
Yep.
And a lot of stuff that he could say to change the way that it is if he's having so much regret.
Yep.
So, stick that in the pipe and smoke it.
Yeah,
judge.
And seriously, can the president not do something about that? Of course he can. That's just wrong. Yeah, someone can.
Someone can. That's the point.
Put your freaking sheriff badge on and get your butt on your horse right out there and get him out. He's done. He's done his time.
He went in 11 years ago. He sold $1,000 worth of pot.
That's crazy.
That's ridiculous. You literally ruined
He's
someone's
78.
Life. And he didn't ruin his own life. The choice that you had to create it for such a long sentencing is what you created.
Well, and to make this plant illegal in the first place was a freaking problem.
Exactly. So if that wasn't ever the case, this man would be free.
All right. So check this out. I love it. High Times Magazine. You can get it at Tumbleweeds Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard. Come on down. Get certified.
We're in the back.
$85, $65 research will be any price.
Hooty hoo, just bring it in.
Bring it in. Tell us about it. We'll call them up and say, yo.
What are you charging?
Mm-hmm. We'll go, okay, thanks. Some of the weeks is cheaper. Have a good day. We're going to myth bust. We are going to myth bust.
Like
Let's debunk the bullshit of the anti-cannabis crowd by Mark Miller. Woo-woo. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to do another bonger.
Pot causes drought. Ready for this? Colorado has a serious water shortage and recreational pot is being scapegoated. In reality, the problem stems from decades of a poorly planned water policy called the Colorado Doctrine, which has resulted in western Colorado holding 70% of the state's water, with just 11% of the population. A serious drought in the west linked to climate change, not legal pot, also impacts water supply.
I think we should also check into the fracking that they just blowed tons and tons of water. Where's that? Okay. What about that water?
Ooh, here's a good one. This is we, and this is people come into the health center and I say, and I love this. This has become fun for me. I say, do you smoke? And they go, no. And I go, oh, you should. Because, and they go, what? It's instant. The effects of cannabis are instant. When you are feeling nauseous and you have pain in your shoulders or your neck, you have a migraine, you need something instantaneous, which is why people are going to things like dabs, waxes, oils, concentrates, because they are so strong. If you have that bad of a migraine, or that bad of PTSD, or that bad of nausea, or that bad of whatever feeling you need to get
rid
taken
of.
Care of, it will do the trick. So, pot and lung cancer, let's debunk. The old one joint equals a pack of cigarettes argument has been thoroughly discredited. A June 2014 International Journal of Cancer study of 2,000 lung cancer cases found no link to smoking pot. Woo-hoo! A January 2015 study from Emory University reported that smoking a J a day doesn't negatively affect the lungs, confirming 2013 research from UCLA that the habitual use of weed didn't lead to significant abnormalities in lung function. Smoke it up, rip it up, woo! And that's what people come in, they say, you know what, I just like my joints, I like it, I like to roll a joint, I like the old-fashioned way, so do it, smoke a joint. Get some nice, good, clean hemp paper at Tumbleweed Health Center.
You know, I talk to a lot of people come in and they say, well, I have COPD, I have asthma.
Hey.
This is a bronchial dilator. Look up your...
do a little research.
You do a little research on your qualifying condition. I know it's not for asthma yet, but...
Oh, no, it is.
It is for asthma.
Yes, because they're saying now they're doing some studies that when asthmatics are in the middle of a flare-up, they have them ingest the smoke, and it dilates their lungs so they can open up their bronchioles and they can breathe better.
You know, a nice vaporizer.
Or a nice vaporizer. You know, that would even make...
Because that's all you're doing, folks, is you're allowing medicine...
Get the little
vaporizer
gas mask.
Those are nice.
Well, it's vape it in. Just like this, yeah.
It's something that hasn't been, you know, it was so bad to talk about.
Yep, absolutely.
Teen smoke, more. Nope. 2014 Journal of Adolescent Health Study reviewing 20 years of data found no increase. In fact, the government's annual survey on drug use reported a decline in teen pot consumption last year. Additionally, a 2012 study showed no spike in teen use in states that have legalized medical marijuana, and the most recent U.S. Centers for Disease Control survey found no increase in teen use from 2011 to 2013. So I always love to hear that. What I am seeing them do is pick up, if they are going to smoke, they're picking up the e-cigarettes. I've seen more of that, younger crew.
Well, people are starting to diss on those now, but go for
right.
it.
Right. So it says more...
Debunk it.
More car crashes? Nope. Last year, the Omnibus University of Colorado studied claimed that statewide more drivers in fatal accidents were testing positive for pot. But there's no way to casually link pot use to those crashes as cannabis metabolites remain in the body for up to a month or more. Logical analysis of the data in an August 2014 Washington Post article revealed that Colorado's traffic fatalities were at a historic low since pot was legalized.
There you go.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
All right, and finally, pot harms cognition. Biased government studies depict pot as a potential cause of cognitive defects in regular users. But a study conducted by the Harvard Medical School in 2005 used magnetic resonance imaging on 22 habitual pot smokers and found no significant structural changes within their brains compared to non-users. Also, a 2011 Australian study found no link between long-term use and cognitive dysfunction. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Woo-hoo. Yeah. You like that?
Mm-hmm. What I like is that everybody's coming out of the cannabis closet and telling us how good we already knew it was. And so the thing is, so we, you know, as pot smokers, cannabis users, whatever, you know, we take weed, right? We all knew it was good for us. We all knew we felt good. But now we know why. And here's the importance of science coming out.
Well, from, you know.
And, sorry to interrupt.
No,
there's
it's
a
right.
Science of Cannabis Summit is coming. And our good friend Regina Nelson will be speaking at this May 17th in Mesa. It's an educational exploration into the world of cannabis. It's a one-day educational event. It's all about learning what's happening in the rapidly growing world of cannabis from industry specialists, medical professionals, growers, scientists, and families involved in every day. Whether you are new to cannabis or a longtime veteran, these short-term lectures are designed to expose you to the personal experiences and advances in the understanding of this wonderful plant. I believe each lecture is only 20 minutes, and I think there are 6 lecturers here. Yep. We've got Leslie Engelking. She is Focus, the Foundation of Cannabis Unified Standards. We have a talk on cannabis therapy, William Jameson of 420patients.com. Our friend Regina Nelson will be talking about Children of Cannabis, the Cannabis Patient Network Institute, where she is coming from, CPNI. The Future of Cannabis is Stephen Sheeran. He's from American Green. Concentrates Revealed, Adam Jacques. How do you think he says his last name? Jack. The Grower's Child is where he's coming to talk about concentrates from. And the Science Unlocking the Therapeutic Properties of Cannabis, a lecture by Zachariah Hildenbrand, PhD from C4 Laboratories, who will soon be on Wednesday. We've got an interview with them coming up pretty soon. So we're excited. We're going to be there.
Oh, that's exciting.
It's May 17th, 2015. The day before that, Ms. Regina Nelson will be doing a book signing at Tumbleweed South Center for everybody who's in town and wants to come down and see her personally for more than 20 minutes. Come down. She's going to be at Tumbleweed South Center with her new book, signing books, giving a little talk, and just hanging out with us. So it's going to be a fabulous, fabulous.
She's a one-woman journey.
Man, she is fantastical.
She is. She's amazing. They are doing some incredible work. Up in the Colorado area, Denver, or Colorado Springs area.
Yes.
A lot of creating some new, well, not new products, I guess, just different ways for people to get this into their system. Some people's endocannabinoid system is so low that a lot of these diseases are able to creep in a lot faster. And take over their body. Cancers are able to come in. You know, our immune system, the endocannabinoid system helps that, right? It's one of the ones that's regulated by that.
Yep.
And when the way that we have, the way our earth is now, the foods we eat, the air we breathe, the water we drink,
yep.
It does a number on our body. Whether you think so or not, the stress in our work, the stress in our lives, brings our body down. You need something to keep you going. Natural is always the way to go. You know, we talk about getting cannabis into the system any way you can. And one of my favorite ways, I always do this every morning, is the importance of drinking rather than smoking cannabis. And I always say, I say pair it together. You know, if you can,
do
it all, ingest it, get this plant into your system some way, somehow. So this is just a little information on Dr. William Courtney, who has had some great successes with this plant and juicing it. one of his patients was on 23, 24 medications.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of her, I mean, really at the end of...
Well, they told her she was at the end of her life.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Kidney failure. Lots
what,
of
23 years old.
23
right?
years old, and was on, like I said, 23 or 24 different.
You can ones. Watch this,
Dr. William Courtney. So this is just a little bit about it. It says cannabinoids can prevent cancer, reduce heart attacks by 66%, and insulin dependency, diabetes by 58%. Cannabis clinician Dr. William Courtney recommends drinking 4 to 8 ounces of raw flower and leaf juice from a hemp plant. 5 milligrams of cannabinoids, CBD, per kg of body weight. A salad of hemp seed sprouts and 50 milligrams of THC taken in 5 daily doses. Cannabis, whether sativa, indica, or ruderalis, male, female, hermaphrodite, wild breed, or fiber, seeds, or medicinal resin, is a vegetable with every dietary essential we can't synthesize. Essential amino acids, essential fatty acids, and essential cannabinoid acids, and hundreds of anti-cancer compounds. Incredible. Cannabis clinician Dr. William Courtney recommends drinking 4 to 8 ounces of bud and leaf juice of any hemp plant, 5 milligrams of CBD, okay,
per kilogram of body weight.
A salad of hemp seed and sprouts of 50 milligrams of THC daily, divided into 5 doses of the
arachidonic acid source,
such as hemp seed oil. And you can start finding these products at your local health food store. Costco is even carrying sunflower seed, hemp seeds. Large bag, I think it's under $10.
Mm-hmm.
Incorporating these
organic
hemp seed.
Mm-hmm.
Hemp seed oil, I know you can get at Sunflower Market, Whole Foods, any one of those sprouts. If you heat the plant, you will decarboxylize it, THC acid, and you will get a high. You'll get your 10 milligrams if you don't heat it up. You can go up to 500 or 600 milligrams and use it as a dietary cannabis, and it pushes up the antioxidant and neuroprotective levels, of which play at 100 milligrams, stated Dr. William Courtney. This is the other thing I was talking to people. Anyone who is having seizures, boosting their fresh plant material in their body will help out with the seizures. Is neuroprotectant, so it starts protecting those nerves mm-hmm. in the brain that tend to lead to cause the seizures.
Right.
The amount of cannabinoids we need would be difficult to get through smoking cannabis without feeling the intoxicating effects, said Christine Courtney. The endocannabinoid system, ECS, maintains our biological system by regulating each cell tissue. It uses the arachidonic acid, omega-6, to make endocannabinoids, fatty molecules that communicate harm between cells. Dietary cannabis mimics the ECS by providing cannabinoids when there are arachidonic acid deficiencies or clinical cannabinoid deficiencies.
Wow.
Now, this is what we were talking about, the endocannabinoids system being suppressed.
Right.
And it's so important that you somehow get the cannabis into your system somehow. This is a really long article, and what we're going to do is post it on the Tumbleweeds website, as well as it's the first article right now on the Facebook. So if you follow us on Facebook,
I love it.
Go right the Facebook, go right to there, and you can find it. It's called The Importance of Drinking Rather Than Smoking Cannabis. And it is by Dr. Alex Kerr, A-L-Y-X, it's a special spelling, K-E-R-R.
Yeah,
and
wow. There you go.
This was found on myscienceacademy.com, .org.
Well, check this out. I'm going to switch subjects for just a moment. Marijuana legalization has been filed in Arizona. A ballot initiative has been filed that, if approved by voters in November of 2016, would legalize marijuana in Arizona for adult recreational use and would regulate and tax marijuana in a similar way to alcohol. It was a long, deliberate drafting process involving a diverse group of stakeholders, said a member of the MPP Marijuana Policy Project, the organization that helped get Colorado's recreational marijuana law implemented. There were some bumps in the road, but in the end, everyone came together to produce the best possible law for Arizona. We are united in this effort to end marijuana prohibition and replace it with a system in which marijuana is regulated and taxed like alcohol. Essentially, the regulation and taxation would look like this. It would allow anyone 21 years of age or older to possess and privately consume and grow limited amounts of marijuana. Oh, my God. There we go. For growing. I couldn't get to that. Let's just say that again. 21 years or older can possess and privately consume and grow limited amounts of marijuana. It will remain illegal to consume marijuana in public, though. Establish a system in which licensed businesses can produce and sell marijuana to adults and establish a Department of Marijuana licenses and control to regulate the cultivation, manufacturing, testing, transportation, and sale of marijuana in the state. And also provide local governments with the authority to regulate and prohibit marijuana businesses. Establish a 15% tax on adult marijuana sales in addition to standard sales taxes. Tax revenue for marijuana sales will be used to fund the implementation and enforcement of regulations, and any additional revenue will be allocated to the Department of Education for operating costs, construction, maintenance, and full-day kindergarten programs, and to the Department of Health Services for public health efforts.
Wow.
The full text of the initiative is available on the campaign's website at www.regulatemarijuanainarizona.org. Marijuana should be produced and sold by licensed businesses in a regulated market, not violent criminals in the underground market, stated an Arizona marijuana business owner who helped draft the initiative. Arizona's medical marijuana businesses have proven that regulation works. It's time to take that lesson and apply it to all marijuana sales. We're looking forward to hitting the streets and starting conversations with voters about the benefits of ending marijuana prohibition in Arizona, said an activist supporting the initiative. Marijuana prohibition is an irrational policy that causes far more harm than good. Adults should not be treated like criminals simply for using a substance that is safer than alcohol. The initiative needs signatures from just over 150,000 registered Arizona voters by June of 2016 in order for it to get on the November 2016 ballot. And you can learn more about it at www.regulatemarijuanainarizona.org. I'm going to put that on our little blog right now so you can click it from there. But that is awesome. We've got something going on
now.
Well,
you know,
Arizona's
it's so
gonna
awesome
legalize.
That having that
Arizona
momentum, if you want to get part of that momentum, you know, check out the normal meetings, which is coming up. We haven't May.
Second Saturday of May. Yeah, don't get no.
Sorry,
no,
God, sorry.
No, and you're jumping ahead. Now,
I know. I didn't mean to, but get involved.
Take Frank's not around and laugh at us when we miss it, so he's going to be super on charge of never missing it again. We're 3 weeks early, folks, but get ready.
Get ready.
So just quickly here, we're going to be at the Folk Festival May 2nd and 3rd, I believe that is. It's a Saturday and Sunday.
Second and third.
And then after that, well, we'll be at Pride, but that's a ways away.
October.
That's a late October. And what else is going on? You just did 420. I feel like there's something else going on.
I don't know.
Let's just say thank you to everybody for joining us the Wednesday, Wednesday today. We want to thank Purple Magazine for helping us out and our new accountant. And we would like to thank Blog Talk Radio, Growers House, AZMarijuana.com, and everybody out there for participating, whether you're listening, whether you're on the board of directors somewhere, whether you're just coming to the events just to watch, maybe to hang out, maybe to participate. Thank you for being involved. Cannabis Kid, thank you for everything you do to get the word out about this beautiful plant. It's not, we're all coming out of the cannabis closet, and it's a good thing. Quietly, the Silver Sister sits over there and throws research at us. Thank you for being involved quietly, like the tech guy still is. The show will cut out soon, I'm sure. He's going to start laughing. I'm sure it's cut out already. Thank you, Tech Guy, for being here. And
thank you, Bellstar.
Thank you, Candace Kidd. But thank you, everybody. Thanks to Planet. Thanks to all our listeners, our bloggers. We love getting our links and information. We will talk more about terpenes and everything else. Most importantly, remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
We love you guys. Happy Weed Day.
Take care.
Wednesday.
Have a good one. See you next Wednesday.
See you next Wednesday. See you next Weed Day. Oh,